Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NBA playoffs were fun to watch this weekend, and Lou nailed it. Lou called in about 20 minutes ago, and his point about what I think is the biggest story of the weekend, and that's the fact that Cleveland's down 0-1.
There's no doubt.
He is so right about his point, and I thought the exact same thing watching this game. If you told me the Cavs were going to lose game one, I wouldn't be stunned. If you told me the Cavs are going to have, you know, it's not going to be easy against the Pacers, I wouldn't be stunned. But I would tell you, well, here's why they're going to have trouble. Because they don't defend. Because they can't stop anybody. And I don't believe that all of a sudden, Rodney Hood and Jeff Green and Larry Nance and J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver, who barely played, Kevin Love, I don't believe all these guys are just going to flip a switch and defend. But that wasn't the issue. The issue in this game was the fact that they could not score, Joe. They scored 14 points in the first quarter, and effectively, they were done from the beginning of this game on. No one could do anything offensively outside of LeBron, and even LeBron wasn't at his best.
No, he only had 24 points. I know he had triple-double. Look, it was a wire-to-wire win by Indiana. They did cut it, because I was in and out of this game with all the different things between the while the Mets were played a long game. I was watching the golf, as I always do. And so I was in and out, but I saw the big run. They made a big run. I mean, they were down over 20. They cut it to 7. You thought maybe Cleveland was going to, come all the way back. That's as close as they got. I forget who – they cut it to 7, and I forget who hit a huge 3 for Indiana. It wasn't Oladipo. It wasn't Stevenson. It was somebody else. But he hit a huge 3 to put it back to 10. And I thought that probably was the biggest shot of the night for Indiana right there.
Just being able to stop any kind
to
of
slow down that momentum. Absolutely.
The
right.
Bottom line is they held the Cavs to 80 points.
Yep.
And that was not going to be the thing that was going to be Cleveland's problem. You figured they'll score enough points. The problem is, can they defend? And give Victor Oladipo credit. The guy has become a star this year.
Big time. No doubt.
And for anybody that didn't watch him, if you saw him yesterday with the 32 points and the 6 rebounds, how about the 4 steals in this game?
Yeah, he was great.
He was great. He was great, and give the Pacers credit. Defensively, they did an excellent job. I think also what hurt Cleveland is the fact that Kyle Korver is not healthy. He only played 3 minutes. I think it's a foot issue that he's dealing with, so they don't have the sharpshooter Kyle Korver to give them a little bit of offense, and this is a team that just doesn't have that much postseason experience. And here's the other thing. LeBron James played 82 games this season, right? Old school style.
Right. Well, that's what he is.
He plays 40 minutes a night. He played 44 minutes last night. He has to carry the load, Joe, in my opinion, more than he has had since 2007.
I think you're 100% right about that.
I don't know, even if they get out of this round, how much he's going to have left for Toronto.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only one game. It's only opening weekend of the NBA playoffs, but I watch out for Philly. We kind of dismiss Philly.
I did. I admit it.
I know it's only one game, but we kind of dismiss Philly because they're a young team. They don't have Embiid yet. I don't know if Embiid's going to play in game two, and I don't know when he's playing. But that team, they won, what is it, 17 straight games they've won now?
Yeah.
I mean, they won this game, and you felt Miami would give them a series, and they still made it.
They better win game two tonight.
Game one at home. But, I mean, they just blew Miami out in this game.
It was a tight game at the end of one half.
Right.
And
right.
Coming out of the gate in the third quarter, and what concerned me about Philadelphia was, number one, the overall experience that they have. Sure, J.J. Redick, who had a very good performance, he was great in this game.
He's had a great year.
And that's kind of the funny thing. I mean, the guys with the experience, Redick, Bellinelli, and Ilyasova, were awesome. Yeah. I mean, Ben Simmons is excellent.
Right.
But you could argue those were the three best players besides Ben Simmons in this game, the three guys that actually have experience in the playoffs. But I think that was a big, if you're Philadelphia, the way they pummeled them in the second half of this game.
They're a dangerous team, Philly. And I thought the team that – the biggest win of the weekend to me was Toronto. They had to win that game. I mean, and they were in trouble early. I watched that whole game.
Yep.
They were in trouble early. They were down at the half. Wall was having a solid performance. But I thought they were really saved by Ibaka, who I thought had a terrific game.
And DeLon Wright off the bench was great, too.
Yeah, he did, too. And they made a million threes. I mean, they make 13, 14 threes, Who's the lefty that 16. Kept making threes? Who's that lefty?
They had 16 threes in this game.
That's what it was. See, who's the lefty that kept making threes for Toronto? I can't think of the guy's name.
Was it C.J. Miles?
It might have been. He made a couple big threes in this game.
Everybody was hitting threes in
this
game.
They had to win that game. Toronto
absolutely.
Had 0-6 lifetime and an opening game ones at home. They had to win that game, and I thought that was – you know, of all the games this weekend, you know, that was the most important win for anybody, was them winning game one.
Yeah, I think because of the fact, they're facing a team that if things are clicking and they're healthy and they all don't hate each other, which unfortunately they do,
right.
They're a very talented team. The John Wall, Bradley Beal.
A great backcourt with Wall and Beal.
Oh, my goodness, except they don't like each other.
Well,
and even Marcin Gortat, who hates them, and Otto Porter, who's had a pretty good
everybody
year.
Everybody hates everybody.
Clearly. That's their biggest issue, the Wizards. Everybody hates each other. But they're more talented than your run-of-the-mill 8 seed. But I think the fact, and you pointed it out, the Raptors have had such issues in these games
win.
Won over the years. I thought that was very important. I also thought it was not that we don't know who he is, because everybody does, but it was a playoff, let me remind you who I am party for your boy, Anthony Davis, who gave you an outstanding performance.
I didn't see it. I didn't see that game. I'm not surprised that they won that game on the road in Portland. What were the numbers that Davis had in that game?
34 points.
Right.
35 points, 14 rebounds, 4 block shots.
Yeah, he's going to – when LeBron's gone, this is going to be the next number one player in the
league. This is a big moment for them because they can win this series. I think they will win this series. And taking game one in a very tough place to play was huge. The Celtic game was incredible to
watch. Unbelievable.
That was a great game. And you know what? There's a few teams, specifically the Bucks and the Timberwolves, who have to be kicking themselves – because both of those teams blew great, great opportunities. In the Buck case, how about what appeared to be the game winner by Terry Rozier? He pulls off this great move that creates this wide open three. And he hits it with 5/10 of a second to go.
Right.
And then you mentioned it earlier, Chris Middleton, who was great in this game.
How did he get the shot off?
I have no idea.
From like 40 feet away.
I think that was Jaylen Brown defending him. That was not good defense.
No.
I got to tell you, Jaylen, that was not great defense.
No.
But Giannis fouled out. The Bucks missed a big free throw down the stretch, and give the Celtics credit. They were able to survive, and they're doing it without their best player, their second best player, you name it, and even without Marcus Smart, which hurts a little bit.
Now, interesting weekend to start in the NBA playoffs. And actually, people play tomorrow, right? Are there any games tonight?
Any games tonight? Oh, yeah, Miami-Philadelphia game two and San Antonio-Golden State game two.
Wow, so they're actually only a day off for these two teams.
Yeah, I was looking at the schedule. There's
a little better than normal?
Yeah, there's a couple of two-day offs, but mostly it's one day off.
Should be every other day. These teams should be playing every other freaking day.
It doesn't bother me as much right now because you're getting 2-3 games every single night. And you know what? That's enough.
Right.
You know, when you get too many, it's tough to pay attention.
What time does Philly play tonight?
8 o'clock. It's a late one.
Well, I'll be watching the Mets unless they get rained out.
Nah, they're going to play tonight.
Yeah,
Miami, Philly tonight, San Antonio, Golden State. Tomorrow you got Washington, Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, and New Orleans, Portland. I got to tell you, man, the Timberwolves, oh, my God, they should have won this game. What a big, big blow that would have been to the Rockets if they lost game one in their own building.
Sure.
And really, here's why they had a shot to win this game. Clint Capella was fine, so I don't want to pick on him. But outside of James Harden, Chris Paul was terrible. I mean, basically everybody was terrible. Eric Gordon was terrible. Trevor Ariza was terrible. Nobody was good in this game except for James Harden, who just did whatever he wanted. As a team, outside of Harden, and this is the Rockets, they hit threes all the time, right? 3-for-25 from three if you take out James Harden. That's what they did.
Wow.
And Harden basically said, all right, fellas, get on my back. And he did. But the biggest issue with the Timberwolves, and I've mentioned this a few times on the air, is they forget Karl Anthony Towns exists. I've seen that during the regular season. Now, granted, I'm not watching every Timberwolves game. I point that out. But I watched this game last night, and the same thing happened. You forget he's there. You forget. How does Karl Anthony Towns take 9 shots in 40 minutes? How does that even happen? So I know Frank Isola is probably offended because he loves his boy
Tibbs. That's his buddy Thibodeau. Yeah.
And I think Tibbs is a tremendous head coach.
No question.
By the way, Derrick Rose actually played well in this game.
Did he?
I think he was like their second leading scorer in this game. But they missed a golden opportunity. And that scares me that they're not going to get another one.
Yeah.
Because outside of Harden, this was an off night for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. But the NBA playoffs off to a very interesting start. And should Cleveland go down in the first round, I'm telling you, man, watch out for Philly, man. Maybe this team is ready to make the move that we think they're not ready to make.
Well, you know, it's It's funny. I remember when we were talking about the NFL playoffs, we were talking about Jacksonville early on. And I said to you, none of us really believe Jacksonville was getting to a Super Bowl.
Right.
But if they could go out and beat Pittsburgh, that's going to change our thought on them. That's going to be, and it's kind of the same thing with Philadelphia. If they can win a round, if they can win two rounds, and all of a sudden they're sitting there in the Eastern Conference Finals, well, now all of a sudden they do have experience. Because they will have won at least eight games.
And if they win this series and Boston wins, they play the Celtics in it.
That is correct. That's who they're matched up
with. Which will be a very interesting series.
Right. And you know what? That's a series they should win, talent-wise.
I'd be rooting for them.
But they should win it talent-wise.
No, I agree. They got more. With the injuries that the Celtics have, I agree.
Even with Joel Embiid out.
Yep.
But when would you get worried about Cleveland? They're down 0-1. Do they
have
to lose
win
game
this
two?
Game. They got to win at home game two.
So if they lose game two, you'd be worried.
Yeah, I'm not. If they won game two, I would be concerned. Yeah, I think this is a must-win for them now, no doubt.
The thing is, and you're right with what you've said about LeBron and how he can carry teams to victory. We've seen it. We haven't seen an NBA Finals without LeBron James in a very long time. We all understand that.
2010 was the last one.
That's right. His last year in Cleveland the first time.
Yep.
So it's been a very, very long time. But you look at the roster around them, and you look at the way they've played. It's just a very uninspiring basketball team that made a lot of changes recently.
Right.
It's tough to see how they're going to be able to get through not just Indiana and not just Toronto, but whoever they would get to next if they did get through those two teams. They're just not that good of a team.
Yeah. Well, they weren't yesterday. God knows that.
Offensively, too.
Not good.
I mean, again, you tell me they lost 130 to 110, I'd say, sure, what else is new? They don't defend. They lost 98 to 80.
Yeah.
Who saw that one coming?
Yep.
We'll come back. We'll get back to your phone calls. And also, Bartolo Colon was flirting with perfection last night.
Seven-inning perfect game.
Yeah, he looked great. We'll get to that coming up. But Ingo and Roberts here in the midday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.